Brenda Guzman Sandoval was arrested by Utah County Police on March 20th at her home in Orem. Her 17-year-old brother, Moises Guzman, was there.
They just took her away. They didn't even give her a chance to explain herself. She has five kids here asking for her every day. It's not fair.
23-year-old Brenda Guzman Sandoval came to the U.S. illegally with her family when she was six. Over the summer, she pleaded guilty to using a fake Social Security card to get a payday loan. For that reason, she's expected to be deported next week. But supporters say she was complying with the terms of her probation. Raimi Gutierrez is with the Salt Lake Dream Team. Standing outside Utah Senator Mike Lee's office, she shakes with emotion.
It doesn't make sense to me that they're talking about immigration reform. At the same time, they are deporting families. They are deporting mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. They are deporting people who have potential in this country.
Guzman Sandoval's supporters delivered petitions to Republican Senator Mike Lee and Democratic Representative Jim Matheson asking for a stay of deportation and for immigration reform. Senator Mike Lee declined an interview but said in a statement that he's committed to dealing humanely with those that are in the country illegally. Matheson says deportation, particularly when it breaks apart families, is a difficult situation.
I do think we're a nation of laws and we believe in the rule of law. We ought to hold everyone accountable to play by the rules. But I also believe that there is a sense that I hear across the political spectrum, quite frankly, about the value of humane treatment and of maintaining family units.
Matheson says the good news is he sees more interest in Congress in addressing immigration issues than he has for his entire career. While Brenda Guzman Sandoval sits in Utah County Jail awaiting deportation, a bipartisan group of senators known as the Gang of Eight are expected to come out with an immigration plan as soon as next week. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.